सर्वेभ्यो नमस्कारः। अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः कारकप्रकरणे द्वितीयः पाठः एप्रिल् मासस्य त्रयोविंशः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरा कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारञ्च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। So, if we recollect what we did yesterday, we saw a brief introduction to Karakas. Kim kim drishtam hyaha? Vakyam nama kim? Drishtam vakye kriyapada, vakyam eva pradhanam, prayoge. Padani santi, prakriti pratyaha santi, tathapi vakyadeva artha parisamaptihi. तेनैव अर्थावगतिः इत्यतः वाक्यस्य प्राधान्यम्। वाक्यं नाम किम्? एनिबडि? वाट् इस् अ वाक्यम्? कियन्तसुबन्तपदानां समूहः पदसमूहः तावत् पदसमूहः वाक्यम् इति प्रथमं लक्षणं दृष्टम्, अर्थसमाप्तौ इति। तदपेक्षया वैयाकरणलक्षणं किं वाक्यस्य? दट् वास् टेकन् फ्रोम् तार्किकर्स्, ऐ मीन् दट् इस् हौ दे डिफैन् इट्, बट् हौ डु वी डिफैन् वाक्य जनरलि? यस्, देर् आर् टू आर् त्री डिफरेण्ट् वेस्। एकतिङ् वाक्यम् इस् द मोस्ट् फेमस् डेफिनेशन् आफ् वैयाकरण, और् भाष्यकार हिमसेल्फ् सेस् इट्, एकतिङ् वाक्यम् दट् विच् हेज् वन् क्रियापद इस् अ वाक्य। सो टु एड् टु दट् वी केन् आल्सो से कारकान्विता क्रिया वाक्यम्। एकतिङ् तिङ् नाम क्रिया, कारकान्विता क्रिया, कारकेन अन्विता क्रिया एव वाक्यं भवति। कारकं नाम किम्? What is a karaka? Kriyanvayi, yat kriyanvayi, kriyaya saha anvayam, athava sambandham yaha prapnoti, tat sarvam karakam iti uchyate, athava kriyajanakam karakam, kriyam yat nishpadayati athava nirvartayati tat karakam iti karakasya lakshanam. Kati karakani? How many karakas do we have? Shat karakani. Kartra, karma, karana, sampradana, apadana, adhikarana. Iti shat karakani. So, vibhakti hi naaka. Vibhakti is not, we are not, that is what. Vibhakti is different from karaka. Karaka is six. Kartra, karma, karana, sampradana, apadana and adhikarana. But the main vibhakti is associated with these karakas is five. Say, for karma we have dvitiya, kartra, karana, yostratiya, chaturthi, sampradane, panchami, apadane, saptami, adhikarane. So, we say that the main karaka vibhaktis are five. But shashti can also be a karaka vibhakti when we see that there is kartra, karana, kartra, karana, kruta, bahulam has shashti also. So, vibhakti. What is a vibhakti? Vibhakti hi namaka. Mm-hmm. ting sup sup tingau ting pratyayah sup pratyayasya vibhakti samyau stah ting pratyayanam purusha iti vyavaharah prasiddhah atah sup vibhakti nameva vibhaktitvena vyavaharah drishyate vibhakti pravrittau nimittani kani. What are the different things which govern a vibhakti or which are used to assign a vibhakti to a shabda? Kim kim ashritya vibhakti hi vidhiyate. Athava kasmin arthe vibhakti hi vidhiyate. What are the different things we use to assign vibhaktis to a word? Based on what? No. Well, kriya sambandhena kriya sambandhena yatra vidhiyate tat karakam, right? So karakam nimitti krite vibhakti vidhiyate yatha karmani dvitiya kartakaranayo tritiya. Astu anantaram, what else do we have? Yeah, all karakas, karma, karana, karta can be a nimitta for vibhakti. Satyam, other than that, karakam iti ekam nimittam. Upapada, satyam. Upapada, arthat anyas padam, samipe vidyamanam padantaram ashritya ekasya padasya vibhaktihi vidhatum shakyate. Yatha yatra saha iti shabdaha prayujyate, tatra tritiya vibhaktihi bhavati. Yatra namaha iti padam prayujyate, tatra chaturthi vibhaktihi bhavati. Iti upapada vibhaktihi. Upapada vibhaktereva ekaha prabhedaha karma pravachaniyaha. Keshanchana nipatanam karma pravachaniya samya asti. Pari, anu, upa, ityadina. So, tesham yogepi kachit vibhaktihi vidhiyate. Karma pravachaniya yukte dvitiya ityadina. Ataha tadapi vibhakti pravrittau nimittam. Anyat, trini nimittani drishtani. Pancha nimittani haha adhitani. So, what were the other two? Karakam upapadam karma pravachaniya. Pratipadikarthadaya ekam nimittam. Pratipadikarthe sambodhane cha prathama vibhaktihi vidhiyate. So that sambodhana and just having a bare pratipadikartha is nimitta for prathama vibhakti. Antaram sambandhaha, swasvami bhavadi sambandhaha, shashti vibhaktehe pravrittau nimittam. Iti pancha nimittani bhavanti vibhakti pravrittehe. Tinganta swarupam kim. So after all this, we also saw something about tingantas, because we defined karaka as kriyanvita, that which is associated with kriya. So you should know what the basics of a kriyapada. Kriyapadam nama tingantam. So, tinganta sikim swarupam. The tinganta will have dhatuhu vikarana pratyaha yadi bhavati bhavati akhyata pratyaha. Dhatu akhyata pratyaha. Dhatu arthakaha. What is the meaning of a dhatu? Dhatu na kaha arthaha uchyate. What does a dhatu convey? Phala and vyapara. Phala vyapara yor dhatuku. So phalam kriya nama vyapara nama kriya. Tasya phalam ubhayamati dhatuna uchyate. Yatha patati viklityanukulaha vyapara. Viklitihi phalam tadanukula vyapara. Ubhayapi dhatvartha. Sakarmaka akarmaka yohu kaha bhedaha. Dhatvartham ashrityaiva dhatuhu sakarmakahava akarmakahava iti vibhajyate. धातूनां सकर्मकत्वे अकर्मकत्वे च धात्वर्थः एव प्रधानम्। कथं विभागः? When do we call a dhatu as sakarmaka and when do we call it as akarmaka? Phalam nyarthaha. No. That is the difference between say Parasmaipadi and Atmanepadi. Probably in an Ubhayapadi, if we are defining the Parasmai and Atmane, yatra phalam parartham phalam tatra atmane parasmaipadam atmartham phalam atmanepadam iti uchyate, tat sarvatra na kinchit tat parasmai atmanepade. Kartrukarmanoh vayadhikaranyam न फलव्यापारयोः वैयधिकरण्यम्। सो फलः फलं व्यापारश्च यदा भिन्ने भिन्नयोः पदार्थयोः भवतः, यथा फलं विक्लिप्तिः तदनुकूलव्यापारः। विक्लिप्तिः कुत्र दृश्यते? तण्डुलेषु दृश्यते। तदनुकूलव्यापारस्तु क्रिया कुत्र भवति? पाचके, यः पचति तस्मिन् भवति। सो ही हू कुक्स हेज द क्रिया, इज डूइंग द एक्शन, whereas the fruit of the action, that is the rice being cooked, is seen in the rice. So yatra phalavyaparayohu vayyadhikaranyam tatra sakarmakatvam bhavati, yatra phalam vyaparashta ekasminneva bhavataha, yatha vardhanam, vardhananukulaha vyaparaha. So the action of growing and the fruit, that is being longer or being bigger, etc., so both of them are seen in the same thing, whether it is a plant or an animal or a human being. So tada tadrishah dhatu akarmakah iti uchyate. Yatra phalavyaparayoho vayyadhikaranyam tatra sakarmakatvam, yatra samanadhikaranyam tatra sakarmakatvam. So tadeva, if you look at it in general things, they say kim iti prashnasya yadi uttaram agachati tada akarmakam, yatha kim vardhate iti किं वर्धते इति प्रथमविभक्तौ प्रष्टुं शक्यते, अथवा किं तिष्ठति इत्यादि प्रष्टुं न शक्यते। अतः अकर्मकत्वम् इति उच्यते, किन्तु शास्त्ररीत्या लक्षणं तु फलव्यापारयोः वैयधिकरण्यं सकर्मकत्वम्। एण्ड् यस्, कर्तरि व्यापारः, कर्मणि फलम्, सत्यं। किन्तु फलं कर्मणि अर्थात् पदान्तरे अस्ति इत्यत एव तत् कर्मपदं भवति। अत एव सकर्मकः, कर्म यस्य विद्यते सः सकर्मकः, यस्य कर्म नास्ति सः अकर्मकः। तिङर्थः कः अथवा तिङर्थाः के? तिङ् प्रत्ययेन किं किम् उच्यते? वाट् आर् द थिङ्ग्स् दट् अ तिङ् प्रत्यय विल् कन्वे? वचन काल कर्ता अस्तु, वचन काल केवलं कर्ता, कालः सत्यं, किं कः कालः, वर्तमानः वा भूतकालो वा भविष्यत्कालो वा इति उच्यते। वचनम् एक द्वे बहुवचनानि उच्यन्ते। अनन्तरं केवलं कर्ता, कर्म न उच्यते वा? Purusha is depending on the karta, right? And Purusha, if the karta is me, then it will be Uttama Purusha. So when the karta is you, it will be Madhyama Purusha. When the karta is somebody else, it will be Prathama Purusha. So saying Purusha is the same as saying karta. Kintu kevalam karta uchyate va, karma uchyate utana. Will karma not be conveyed by kriyapada? Karma api uchyate, yatha maya phalam khadyate iti yadi uchyate, tatra te iti pratyayena karma api uchyate, karma eva uchyate. Ataha karakam iti sadharanataya vaktavyam, na kevalam karta, karakam. So karakam kalaha sankhya. Yadi idani maya sthiyate, अथवा मया सुप्यते तत्र किम् उच्यते क्रिया तिङ् तिङ् प्रत्ययेन भावः भावो नाम धात्वर्थः व्यापारः एव उच्यते स्वकारकम् अथवा भावः कालः सङ्ख्या इत्येते त्रयः तिङर्थाः सो वित् दिस् इन्ट्रोडक्षन् वि सा वाट् आर् कारकस् वि सा वाट् आर् विभक्तीस् वि सा हौ द कारक प्रकरण इस् आर्गनैज्ड् इन् द कौमुदी वि गो अकार्डिङ्ग् टु द विभक्ति सो वि गो प्रथमा द्वितीया तृतीया प्रथमा विभक्ति इस् नाट् अ कारक विभक्ति देर् इस् नो कारक विच् इस् असैन्ड् टु प्रथमा विभक्ति एण्ड् देन् बट् विल् सी दट् देर् विल् बि प्रथमा इन् अदर् केसस् हौ इति अनन्तरं दृश्यते सो प्रथमं सूत्रमस्ति कारकप्रकरणे प्रातिपदिकार्थलिङ्गपरिमाणवचनमात्रे प्रथमा वेरि क्लियर् द्वे पदे स्तः प्रातिपदिकार्थलिङ्गपरिमाणवचनमात्रे इति एकं पदं प्रथमा इति अपरं पदम् सो एक्चुलि वाट् इट् मीन्स् प्रातिपदिकार्थे लिङ्गे परिमाणे वचने प्रथमा भवति इति अर्थः So, but before he gives the sutrartha, he tells, Niyatopasthitikaha Pratipadikartha. Saha arthaha. Niyata upasthitihi. Niyata upasthitihi yasya saha Niyatopasthitikaha. Yasmin Pratipadike ucharite yasya arthasya niyamena upasthitihi bhavati saha Pratipadikartha. Whenever you utter a word, that meaning which is compulsorily there is called Pratipadikartha. So why is he doing this? Why is he defining a Pratipadikartha? Pratipadikasya arthaha Pratipadikartha. The meaning of a Pratipadika is Pratipadikartha. That is very clear. So why is he giving this particular definition for Pratipadikartha? That's what we have to see. So this is where there is the Shastra. Shastra kimasti Pratipadikarthaha tetra. So, what is the meaning of a Pratipadika? It is something which has been seriously debated and there are several views. Ekam Pratipadikarthaha, Dvayam Pratipadikarthaha, Trayam, Chatvari, Panchakam Pratipadikarthaha. So, there are five different pakshas. There is, say there is only a single meaning for a Pratipadika. They say 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, we will see that it is given in the Bala Manorama. So, Pratipadikartha iti. So before that, कारकप्रकरणारम्भः किं वदति सः तदेवं ज्ञाप्रातिपदिकात् इति अधिकृत्य विहिताः स्वादिप्रत्ययाः सप्रपञ्चं निरूपिताः सो हि इस् गिविङ्ग् द प्रकरणसङ्गति वै हेस् दिस् प्रकरण स्टार्टेड् वाट् हेव् वि स्टडीड् सो फार् ज्ञाप्रातिपदिकात् इति अधिकृत्य विहिताः स्वादिप्रत्ययाः सप्रपञ्चं निरूपिताः So we have seen the pratyaya, su, aujas, etc. That is the subanta prakarana under the adhikara jnana pratipadika. Tatra prathamadi saptamyanta sapta vibhaktinam arthavishesha vyavastham darshayitum upakramate. So we have seen how the forms will be in the seven vibhakti. So prathamadi saptamyanta sapta vibhaktinam. So for the seven vibhaktis, arthavishesha vyavastham darshayitum upakramate. Now he will show What is the different meanings which are conveyed by each of the seven vibhaktis? Pratipadikartha iti. So for people who are attending Karaka Prakarana for the first time, that is, I mean, who have not attended the Sri Prasaya, so wherever there is red, it is Pankti from the Kaumudi Mula. Wherever it is green, it is the Pratika from the Balamanorama Vyakhyana. So wherever there is a green Pratika, you have to have the Balamanorama text with you and look there. We will read from the Vyakhyana and understand what he says. So, Pratipadikartha iti. Nanu, Pravritti nimittam vyaktischeti dvikam Pratipadikartha. Pravritti nimittam vyaktihi linganjeti trikam Pratipadikartha. Pravritti nimittam vyaktihi lingam sankhyacheti chatushkam Pratipadikartha. Pravritti nimittam vyaktihi lingam sankhya karakancheti panchakam Pratipadikartha ityete pakshaha. स्वरूपाणाम् एकशेष एकविभक्तौ स्त्रियाम् इत्यादि सूत्रेषु भाष्ये स्थिताः मञ्जूषायाम् प्रपञ्चिताश्च You said there are different points of view. So the first point of view says, pravritti nimittam vyaktihi cheti dvikam pratipadikarthaha. So there are two pratipadikarthas. Before that there is also a paksha which says ekam, but that is not for vayakarana. So what is the meaning of a pratipadika? So pravritti nimittam, that is what we call it as jati or the class to which it belongs. So, if there is a manushya, the pravritti nimitta is manushyatva, having the quality of manushya, that is manushyatva is a pravritti nimitta. So, without that there will be no pratipadika. And vyaktihi, that particular human being. So, both of these are given by the pratipadika. Pratipadika, thaha, pravritti nimittam vyaktihi, iti dvikam pratipadika, thaha. So, there are two meanings which are conveyed by a pratipadika. One is the pravritti nimitta and the other is the vyakti, jati and vyakti. Okay, that is one view. There is one more view which says, pravritti nimittam vyaktihi lingam. It says the linga, the gender is also given by the pratipadika or indicated. So gender is also included in pratipadika is one view. The third view says, pravritti nimittam vyaktihi lingam sankhya. The gender and number are both included in the pratipadika. That is that they are also conveyed by the pratipadika itself. Though we need a vibhakti, that is we use the prathama ekavachana dvivachana or bahuvachana vibhakti. So the vibhakti is just dyotaka, it is just indicative. It is the meaning is actually conveyed by the pratipadika itself. Iti ekah paksha. Siddhante tu pravritti nimittam vyaktihi lingam sankhya karakam cha. So five, all five, the jati, vyakti, linga, gender, sankhya, number and karaka, the relation with a kriya is all included in the pratipadika itself. So that is the siddhanta. It has been discussed thoroughly in the bhashya. As I said just yesterday, karakas and this artha, what is conveyed by what, is one of the most widely discussed aspects in grammar. So there are a lot of discussions which go on and these several views are shown. So iti pakshaha, so all these views, that is there are two, dvikam pratipadikarthaha, trikam chatushkam panchakam pratipadikarthaha, ityate pakshaha, bhashye sthitaha. So in the bhashya, Patanjali discusses it in different places and in granthas like the Manjusha, Nagesha has expanded on it. So all these are there. Tatra trikadi paksheshu lingasyapi pratipadika arthatvat prathagrahanam vyartham ityataha. So if you are taking any view starting from 3, 4 or 5, gender is also included in pratipadika artha, right? As you can see, if you say trayam pratipadikarthaha ityukteti lingam pratipadikarthaha iti bhavati, chatushkam iti pakshe panchakam iti pakshe api lingam pratipadikartha eva iti uchyate tatha sati lingasya sutre prithak grahanam kimartham. He is saying pratipadikartha and linga, right, separately. So why, if you are taking any of the views that trikam chatushtayam panchakam pratipadikartha, that will not be correct. Atayeva, therefore he defines what is pratipadikartha according to this particular sutra. Asmin sutre pratipadikartha ityasya kaha arthaha ityukte niyatopasthiti kaha pratipadikarthaha. So niyata iti, niyata upasthiti hi yasya, niyata is definite, okay. So yasmin pratipadike uchcharite yasya arthasya niyamena upasthitihi saha tadarthaha. For example, if you are saying gauhu, okay, what is the thing you get in your mind? You have in your mind the form of an animal which has four legs, which has say, perhaps has horns, a particular kind of a tail and so on. You have the form of the cow in your buddhi. So that is pratipadikartha. Niyata upasthitikaha. So that which is compulsorily told by a pratipadika. Okay? So if you have a word like tata, okay, which is the bank of a river, so as soon as you hear the word, you have the image of, say, a river with two banks. So that is what you get. That is Pratiparikartha. So this tata can be used in three lingas. It can be in pullinga, tataha, tati or tatam. But when you hear the Pratiparika, tata, you cannot decide which is the gender. Right? The gender is not compulsorily associated with the Pratiparika there. Okay? It can be in any of the three genders. But the form of tata, that is Pravrtta Nimitta and the Vyakti. Okay? So that is compulsorily there along with the Pratiparika. So that is what we consider as Pratiparika. Yasmin Pratiparike Uccharite Yasya Arthasya Niyamena Upasthitihi Sahapadarthaha Ityarthaha Evamcha Tata Tati Tatam Ityadi Aniyata Lingeshu Niyamena Tasyapi Lingasya Upasthitya Bhavat. So when we just say Tata, there is no Linga, that is Pumlinga, Srilinga or Napumsakalinga, which is compulsorily associated with it. So Upasthitya Bhavat Pratiparikartha Shabdena Agrahanat. Therefore, it is not included in Pratiparikartha. Prithag Linga Grahanam Avashyakam Iti Bhavaha. Therefore, we have Linga separately. So, Pratiparikartha is Niyata Upasthitikaha Pratiparikarthaha Lingam Tu Bhinnam. Matra Shabdasya Pratyekam Yogaha. So the next sentence in the Mula is Matra. In here, Pratiparikartha Linga Parimana Vachana Matre. So Matra Shabdasya Pratyekam Yogaha. The word Matra will be associated with each of these separately. Pratiparikartha Matre, Linga Matre, Parimana Matre, Vachana Matre, Prathama. So why? Dvandvante Shruyamana Shabdaha Pratyekam Anveti Iti Nyayena. There is this nyaya which you say, if there is a dvandva compound which is combining with any other word, that word will be associated with each of those in the dvandva. For example, if you say Ramakrishnau Gachataha, so the Gachataha is associated with Rama and with Krishna. So Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughnaha, Khadanti. So the Kharana Kriya is associated with Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata and Shatrughna. With each of those. That is why we call Ubhaya Padartha Pradhanaha or Sarva Padartha Pradhanaha Dvandva. In a Dvandva, all the components are equally important and any word which is associated with a Dvandva compound will be associated with each part of it. Dvandvante Shruyamana Shabdaha Pratyekam Anveti. So we have Matra. The samasa here is, he gives the samasa. So matra shabdasya iti pratike, pratiparikarthascha, lingancha, parimanancha, vachanamcha iti dvandvaha. So initially we have a dvandva samasa for these four. Pratiparikartha, linga, parimana and vachana. Right? So, pratiparikartha, linga, parimana, vachananyeva, Pratiparikartha Linga Parimana Vachana Matram iti Asvapada Vigraha Matra Shabdaha Avadharane. It says Matra Shabdaha Avadharana. Avadharana is only that. That is, when there is Pratiparikartha Matram, only Pratiparikartha Vachana Matram, only Vachana. So Avadharanam, Matra Shabdaha Avadharane, Matram Kathne Avadharane ityamaraha. So, Katsne is completely Tyarthepi, Matra Shabdasya Prayoga Hasti. Avadharana is to restrict or to say only this. Okay, so there also we use Matra. In this particular case, it is Avadharane. Okay. So, Matra Shabdasya Dvandvante Shruyamanatvat Pratipadikarthe Linghe Parimane Vachane Cha Pratyekam Anvayaha Ityarthaha. So, it will be associated with each of these separately. Pratipadikartha matre, where there is only Pratipadikartha, there is Prathama Vibhakti. Okay? When we see examples, you will understand what it is meant by only Pratipadikartha. So, Vachanam Sankhya iti Vakshyati, Nanu Pratipadikartha matre, Linga matre, Parivana matre, okay. So now, based on this, he gives the Sutrartha. Matra Shabdasya Pratyekam Yogaha. So, Matra is associated with each. Pratiparikartha Matre, Linga Matra Adi Adhikke, Sankhya Matre Cha Parthamasya. Iti Sutra Arthaha Likhitehi Dattaha. ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥಮಾತ್ರೆ ವೇರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ಲಿಂಗ ಮಾತ್ರಾದಿ ಆಧಿಕ್ಕೆ ಸೊ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಲಿಂಗ ಮಾತ್ರಾಧಿಕ್ಕೆ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರಿಮಾಣ ಮಾತ್ರಾಧಿಕ್ಕೆ ಲಿಂಗ ಮಾತ್ರಾದಿ ಆದಿ ಶಬ್ದೇನ ಪರಿಮಾಣ ಗೃಹ್ಯತೆ ಸೊ ಲಿಂಗ ಮಾತ್ರಾದ್ಯಾಧಿಕ್ಕೆ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಮಾತ್ರೆ ಚ ಸೊ ವೇರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ವೇರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಅಡಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಿಂಗ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕ ಪರಿಮಾಣ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಮಾತ್ರೆ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ವೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಹಿ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಮಾತ್ರ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ಮಾತ್ರೆ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಮಾತ್ರೆ ವೆರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಿಂಗ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರಿಮಾಣ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಲಿಂಗ ಮಾತ್ರಾಧಿಕ್ಕೆ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರಿಮಾಣ ಮಾತ್ರಾಧಿಕ್ಕೆ ಸೊ ವೈ ದಿಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವರಿ ಟೂ ಮಚ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಓಕೆ ವಿ ಆರ್ ನೌ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಡೀಲಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಸಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಲಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ನಾನು ಲಿಂಗಾದೀನಾಂ ಕೇವಲಾನಾಂ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥಂ ವಿನಾ ಕ್ವಾಪಿ ಅನುಪಸ್ಥಿತೇ ಲಿಂಗ ಮಾತ್ರಾಧಿಕ್ಕೆ ಇತಿ ಸೊ ಅ ಲಿಂಗ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಲಿಂಗಾಧಿಕ್ಕೆ ಸೊ ವೇರ್ ಲಿಂಗ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇನ್ ಅಡಿಷನ್ ಟು ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ವೇರ್ ಪರಿಮಾಣ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇನ್ ಅಡಿಷನ್ ಟು ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ಅಂಡ್ ವೇರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾ ಮಾತ್ರ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಸೊ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಈಚ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಉಚ್ಚೈಹಿ ನೀಚೈಹಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಶ್ರೀಹಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇತಿ ಉದಾಹರಣಾನಿ ದತ್ತಾನಿ ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ ಉಚ್ಚೈಹಿ ನೀಚೈಹಿ ವಾಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೀಸ್ ಉಚ್ಚೈಹಿ ಅಂಡ್ ನೀಚೈಹಿ ವಾಟ್ ಅವ್ಯಯಾನಿ ರೈಟ್ ಸೊ ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಅವ್ಯಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಶ್ರೀಹಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಸೊ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಉಚ್ಚೈಹಿ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಲೇಟರ್ ಸೊ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಲಿಂಗಾಹ ನಿಯತಲಿಂಗಾಶ್ಚ ಸೊ ಉಚ್ಚೈಹಿ ಅಂಡ್ ನೀಚೈಹಿ ಆರ್ ಅಲಿಂಗಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ಲಿಂಗ ನಿಯತಲಿಂಗಾಹ ಅಂಡ್ ವೇರ್ ದ ಲಿಂಗ ಇಸ್ ನಿಯತ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕಂಪಲ್ಸರಿ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ಶ್ರೀಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪಲ್ಸರಿಲಿ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಲಿಂಗ ನಿತ್ಯ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಲಿಂಗ ಅಂಡ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಇಸ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗ ಸೊ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಅಲಿಂಗಾಹ ನಿಯತಲಿಂಗಾಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ಮಾತ್ರೆ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಉದಾಹರಣಂ ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಕೇಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೂತ್ರ ವಿಚ್ ಗಿವ್ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ಮಾತ್ರೆ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಲಿಂಗಾಧಿಕ್ಕೆ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಪರಿಮಾಣಾಧಿಕ್ಕೆ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಅಂಡ್ ವಚನ ಮಾತ್ರೆ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಸೊ ದ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ಮಾತ್ರೆ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಇಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಅಲಿಂಗಾಹ ದೋಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಲಿಂಗ ಆರ್ ನಿಯತಲಿಂಗಾಹ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂಸ್ ಲಿಂಗ ಇಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ಮಾತ್ರೆ ಕಹಾರ್ಥ ಹಿಯರ್ ದ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಅಡಿಷನಲ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಕನ್ವೇಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ವಿಭಕ್ತಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೊ ಉಚ್ಚೈಹಿ ಅಲಿಂಗಾಹ ಹಿ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಅವ್ಯಯಾಸ್ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಲಿಂಗ ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ಬಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಸೊ ಉಚ್ಚೈಹಿ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ದ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾನ ನನು ಅವ್ಯಯೇಷು ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ನಪುಂಸಕಂ ಇತಿ ನಪುಂಸಕತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಶಬ್ದೇ ಪುಂಸ್ತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶಬ್ದೇ ಸ್ತ್ರೀತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಶಬ್ದೇ ನಪುಂಸಕತ್ವಸ್ಯ ಚ ಭಾನಾತ್ ಕಥಂ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥಸ್ಯ ಉದಾಹರಣಾನಿ ಏತಾನಿ ಸೊ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಉಚ್ಚೈಹಿ ಅಂಡ್ ನೀಚೈಹಿ ಫಾರ್ ಅವ್ಯಯಾಸ್ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಸೇ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಲಿಂಗ ವಿ ಸೇ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ನಪುಂಸಕಂ ಇನ್ ಜನರಲ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಿ ಟ್ರೀಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗ ಇನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಯು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ ಇನ್ ಶ್ರೀಹಿ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಲಿಂಗ ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗ ಸೊ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಲಿಂಗ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ನೋನ್ ಬೈ ದೀಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ಹೌ ಡು ಯು ಸೇ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪದಿಕಾರ್ಥ ಮಾತ್ರ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಶ್ನ ಸೊ ಅಲಿಂಗಾಹ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಅವ್ಯಯಾದಾಪ್ಸುಪಃ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರೆ ಆಗ್ರಹಣಂ ವ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ಅಲಿಂಗತ್ವಾತ್ ಇತಿ ಭಾಷ್ಯೋಕ್ತ ರೀತ್ಯಾ अव्यये कस्यापि लिंगस्य अनुपस्थिति. सो द भाष्यकार सेज आप ग्रहणम व्यर्थम इन दट सूत्र ही सेज अव्ययाद आप सुपह सेज इफ देर इज एन आप प्रत्यय दट इज ताप लाप चाप और अ सुप प्रत्यय नेक्स्ट टू एन अव्यय इट विल बी डिलीटेड. सो देर ही सेज आप ग्रहणम व्यर्थम अलिंगत्वात. सो ही सेज अव्यय इज अलिंग. वही अव्यये कस्यापि लिंगस्य अनुपस्थिति. एन अव्यय व्हेन यू हियर एन अव्यय देर इज नो लिंग बीइंग नोन. सो देयरफॉर इट इज अलिंग. लिंगस्य अनुपस्थिति इति प्रातिपदिकार्थ मात्रे इत्यस्य भवति अव्ययम् उदाहरणम्. सो सिंस नो लिंग इज बीइंग नोन इन एन अव्यय प्रातिपदिकार्थ मात्रे ओनली द मीनिंग ऑफ द प्रातिपदिका इज बीइंग कन्वेड. And therefore, an avyaya is an example of pratipadikartha matre, where there is a vibhakti being added and deleted. So the vibhakti will convey only pratipadikartha and nothing else. Krishna shabde pumstvasya, Shri shabde sritvasya, Jnana shabde napumsakatvasya, niyamena bhanam asti, tesham niyatalingatvat. These four, three words, Krishna, Shri and Jnana, are Niyatalingas. That is, compulsorily they have a particular linga associated with it. Ataha, Teshu, Linganam api Pratipadikartha Antarbhavat. Tesham api Pratipadikartha Matre iti Udaharanatvam Nirbadham. So, how did we define Pratipadikartha as? We said, Niyatopasthitikaha Pratipadikarthaha. Whatever is compulsorily associated with that pratipadika will be treated as pratipadikartha. In a word which is exists in more than one gender, like tataha, tati, tatam, so the linga is not compulsorily associated with the pratipadika. But in words which are in a single gender, that is in Krishna, which is always in pullinga, the linga is also associated with the pratipadika. Right? So when we are saying, say, Shrihi, you will know what is Shri, the meaning of Shri, and along with that, the gender is also indicated by the Pratipadika itself. Niyatopasthitikaha Pratipadikarthaha. Therefore, Niyatalingeshu, wherever a word is used in compulsory pullinga, or strilinga, or napumsaka, linga is also covered by Pratipadikartha. Therefore, here the Vibhakti is used in Pratipadikartha Matra. So, Pratipadikartha Matre Prathama Ityasya Kim Udaharanam Avyayam Udaharanam Yato Hi Tatra Kimapi Lingam Nabhasate Kevalam Pratipadikartha Bhasate. Niyata Lingeshu Lingam Api Pratipadikarthe Antarbhavati Ityataha Niyata Lingaha Api Pratipadikartha Matre Prathama Ityasya Udaharanam. So, here the word Krishna, there are two meanings. One is the Lord Krishna or the person, and the other is Krishna ityasya, Krishna varnaha, black ityasya api arthaha asti. So that is what he says, continuing in the Vyakhyana. Yadyapi Krishna pataha, Krishna pati, Krishnam vastram, ityadav Krishna shabdaha trilingaha. So when we are using it for color, it is a visheshana, and therefore it is in all three lingas. Tathapi Bhagavat paraha eva atra Krishna shabdaha vivakshitaha. But the Krishna here refers to the Lord Krishna, and therefore it is compulsorily pullinga. Therefore, pratipadikartha matre prathama. Nacha pratipadika uktarthe kim prathamaya. Now, we are saying the vibhakti, the meaning of the vibhakti is only the meaning of the pratipadika. Yes, Krishnaha is Prathama Vibhaktyanta. The Pratipadika is Krishna. Okay, so the Pratipadika is Krishna, the Pratyaya is Su, and adding we have Krishnaha. So the Su Pratyaya there is giving the same meaning as the Pratipadika, Krishna. Now the question is, why are we adding the Vibhakti then? If it is giving, if there is an additional meaning, Krishnaha is not being referred to as the Pratipadika. Krishna is the Pratipadika. We are saying the Pratipadika is compulsorily pullinga. To indicate it is a pullinga, we use Krishnaha. Because if we just say Krishna, the Pratipadika is Krishna. Okay. So now the question is, if the pratyaya is giving the same meaning as the pratipadika, why should we have a pratyaya? Whenever there is a pratyaya, it should add a meaning, right? So if you are saying pat, the dhatu will only indicate the kriya and the phala. When you are saying pathati, the ti pratyaya will give you the sense of the karaka, the kala and the sankhya. When you are saying, say, Krishnam, when you have the dvitiya vibhakti, we have the meaning of karma being added by the pratyaya. When we are saying Krishnena, so either the karta or the karana is being told by the pratyaya. Now, if you are saying prathama vibhakti does not have any meaning of its own, if it gives only pratipadikartha, why should it be added? When you just say the pratipadika itself, you know the pratipadikartha. It conveys its own meaning. So why are we adding the pratyaya? Nacha pratipadika uktarthe. So when the artha is already being given by the pratipadika, him prathamaya iti vachyam. So why should we add the prathama vibhakti at all? Ekatvadi sankhya bodhartatva. The pratyaya will give the number. That is, you have ekavachana, dvivachana and bahuvachana. So that is being given by the three different pratyayas. Su, au, jas. So that is one reason. The second reason. Okay. Nacha avyayat prathamodpatte hai phalabhavaha. Avyayat apsupaha iti lukaha avashyam pravatte hai. So that is fine in case of these. Krishna, Krishna, Krishnaha, Shrihi, Shriyo, Shriyaha. But what about in avyaya? Avyayeshu pratyayaha kriyate lupyate. So as soon as we add a pratyaya, we saw this in avyaya prakarana, it is deleted. We add a supratyaya and delete it. Why do we do that? We already addressed this question in avyaya prakarana. In all avyayas, we add the supratyaya and immediately we delete it by avyaya rav supaha. So why are we adding the supratyaya? To make it a subanta. Why should we make it a subanta? Pada, exactly. Suptingantam padam. If it has to be a pada, it has to be either subanta or tinganta. Apadam na prayunjita. And we are not allowed to use that which is not a pada. So to make it a pada, we have to make it a subanta. For that, we add the supratyaya and delete it. That is what he says. Nacha avyayat prathamotpatte hai phalabhavaha. Avyayad apsupaha iti lukaha avashyam pravatte hai iti vachyam. Padatvartham subutpatte hai avashyakatva. To make it a pada, we have to add the supratyaya. Okay. Sena uchchaihi ityadav rutva visargav. Uchchaiste samyag uchcharanam ityadav temayadi siddhishta bhavati. So because uchchaihi, we have sasajusho ruhu. Padante sasya sajushabdasya se ruhusya. So the avyaya is actually uchchais. Since it is a pada, we can do sasajusho ruhu and then karasanayor visarchaniyaha and get that visarga. If it is not a pada, we would not have the visarga also. Right? So, now what we have seen, pratipadikartha linga parimana vachana matre prathama. Okay, there are four cases where prathama vibhakti is being given. The first is pratipadikartha matre prathama, where the prathama vibhakti conveys only pratipadikartha. What is a pratipadikartha? Niyatopasthitikaha pratipadikarthaha. That meaning which is compulsorily given by the pratipadika is pratipadikartha. Okay. So what is the example of pratipadikartha matre prathama? Avyayas. Uchchaihi, nichaihi, any avyaya you take. Cha, evam, tatha. Anything you take. So alingaha, niyatalingaha. And any word which is compulsorily in one gender, right? So compulsory pullinga, or nitya strilinga, or nitya napumsakalinga. So both these kinds of words, so when you are adding prathama vibhakti to these words, it will be pratipadikartha matre prathama. That is, the prathama vibhakti will give or indicate only pratipadikartha. It will not indicate karta. Even when I say Ramaha Gacchati, So the Prathama Vibhakti is not giving the Karta. It is in Pratipadikartha Matra. It just says the Vyakti called Rama. Okay. So how is the Karta given there? The Karta is indicated by the Ti Pratyaya. Gachati Ityatraya Pratyaya Tena Karta Uchyate. Prathama Vibhakti Kartaram Na Bodhayati. Pratipadikartha Matram Bodhayati. Okay. So in Alingaha, in Avyaya, in Niyatalingaha, Prathama Vibhakti is added in to indicate Pratipadikartha and nothing else. Pratipadikartha Matre Prathama. Any question? So Kimartham Pratipadikarthe Prathama Vibhakti. So that is what we discussed. Pratipadikena eva pratipadikarthe bodhite. The pratipadika itself is conveying its meaning. Kimartham prathama. The first thing, vachana bodhaha. Pratipadikarthena saha vachanam. Nama ekatvam, dvitvam, bahutvam va prathama vibhaktya bodhyate iti ekam. Padatva sadhanartham. And to make it a pada, you need it. A subantatva. So for that also we need the vibhakti. Okay, any questions? So we'll stop here and we'll continue with this sutra in the next class. So we have understood why Pratipadikartha Matre Prathama. So we'll see the different cases where there is Lingadhikke, Parimanadhikke, Vachana Matre Prathama. Okay. So if you have any questions, please feel free to ask me. And don't get scared away. The Karaka Prakarana starts actually pretty complicated, but it gets on much easier as we go on and as we understand how they are dealing with him. Karaka Prakarana is one of the most complicated Prakarana in Vyakarana. So even when I studied it, I heard the class 2 times and I did not understand anything. So only when I taught it for the first time, I understood a bit of it. So don't worry if you are not understanding all concepts. Just listen and however much you get is fine. As you go on and as you repeat, when you read it more or when you listen to it again, you will understand it more. Okay. So what is the Pratipadikam for Uchaihi is Uchais. It is a Sakaranta Avyaya. You have Uchais, it gets Sakara. Just like you have Ramas, it gets Uchais is the Pratipadika itself, not the Supratyaya. So you have Uchais, it gets Rutva by Sasajushoruhu and Visarga by Kharavasane or Visarganiya. It becomes Uchai. Pratar, it is a Rephantavya. So it becomes Prataha. You have Repha already. It gets Visarga and it becomes Prataha. So that is also an avyaya. Atah pratipadikartha matre prathama. Any other questions? So we'll have the next class next week, Monday, 5 o'clock IST. Enakshara samam naayam adhigamya maheshwara kutsam vyakaranam proktam tasme paanina ye namaha. Maitrayam namaskatya tadukkish paribhavya vyakarana siddhanta komudiyam virachyate.